Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
I've entitled this morning's message, Just Like the Days of Noah and Lot. And this is all scriptural. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Luke 17. And we're going to expound verses 26 through 30. I want you to see that little caption underneath the title, as in the days of Noah and Lot. All kinds of things are happening right now as we speak. Now, some may say, wow, is our world falling apart? And I like to beg the differ. No, everything's falling into place. Because Jesus already said we would see these days right before he returns. So are you there with Luke? Here we go. I got the word of God if you didn't bring your Bible. In verse 26. And as it was in the days of Noah, so it will also be in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Okay, so this was an historical, true event that took place, the flood. Amen? And we're going to find out why. Now, verse 28. Likewise, as it was also in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But on the day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even so, it will be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Okay, what is that telling us? It's telling us that the world is not going to get better to usher in the King. No, the world's going to go into chaos. Okay? There's going to be worldwide wars. There's going to be famine, pestilence. How many remember COVID-19? Okay? That was a pandemic of biblical proportion. Come on, the whole world had to be what? Shut in. And so we are living in the days of Lot and Noah, like Jesus said. How many believe that Jesus is about ready to return? Oh, come on. That's right. And don't worry about our children because God's going to take care of them. Amen? Well, yeah, but my child is not saved yet. God already knows that. And he's going to, by his grace, bring them into his bosom. Can I get amen? Amen. But it's us adults that know now right and wrong. We have to give an account. Can I get amen? So, I want you to see this. If there's one story in the Bible most people know, it's the one about Noah and the ark. Even children's books are written about it. So we're going to just cover a little bit of Noah, and then we're going to cover a little bit of Lot. Amen? And so, remember this? Oh, it's so cute. Come on. We teach our children. Noah's in the ark. Look, there's two giraffes and two elephants and all that. Yeah, okay. And then there's another one, right? Saints, to understand the real message regarding this event, we need to look a little deeper into the scriptural account. Can I get amen? In Noah's story, there was a message of hope and assurance. But there's also a warning because it demonstrates that God hates evil. I hope you know that. How many believe that God hates evil? Okay, so let's go here. Oh, that's the one in Kentucky. It's the exact replica. And my wife Yolanda keeps nudging me. We got to go. We got to go look at this. To the T. So when you look in Genesis account and how God told Noah to build this ark, that's the replica in Kentucky. Amen? And that was the grand opening, I believe. Yeah. In Wilmington, Praise God. Praise God. So let's look at the account here, though. Why was this boat built? And why did God flood the earth? We serve a loving God, a kind God, a merciful God, right? But God also judges sin. Can I get an amen? Sin no longer is talked about in churches. They don't want to step on what? Sometimes our toes. But here you get everything. You know how you go and get a carne asada taco con todo? That means with everything on it? Well, you're going to get everything here. Can I get amen? When we have to talk about these scriptures, we're going to talk about them. Amen. So let's go to Genesis 6, 5 through 13. And it reads, "Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." Just imagine. "And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart." There's not too many places where you see God was grieved in his heart. But this grieved God's heart because they were continually evil and wicked. I wonder if our day resembles that. Look at this, verse 7. "So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I've created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing, and birds of the air. For I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord." Turn to your neighbor and say, God has found grace upon your life. Oh, come on. What do I mean by that? I need you to just look for one moment. How many friends, family members, co-workers, acquaintances, aunts, uncles, some of you still have parents who don't serve God, who don't know God? You've been praying that they would come, right? But for you that's here, God has found grace. Hallelujah. We're here because of him. Will God bring them? Yes. You have to believe what he's done for us, he will do for them. Can I get amen? Don't give up praying. Some of us threw in the towel and stopped praying. No, this is the time to really pray. Because he's coming back again. Can I get amen? And so he says, look at this. "So the Lord said, I will destroy man I've created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing, and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord." This is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God. And here's the miraculous thing right now. You and I, by the grace of God, is walking with God. Amen? Come on, go back to your BC years. You didn't want nothing to do with God. I know I didn't. I used to get mad when people used to witness to me. Get out of here with that. I used to do this. I'm a Catholic. Get away. Get away. I got my religion. Get away. And they were just trying to love on me and preach the gospel to me. Can I get an amen? But I always found that ace card. Uh-uh, get away. And that's human nature. It happens to all of us. Can I get an amen? Don't come here with that. Look at verse 10. "And Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God." The earth was, not just the men. But even every living thing was corrupt. God had to renovate the world. Look at this. "It was all corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence." Let me just pause for right now. In the 1930s, the 1940s, the 1950s, the 1960s, you never heard of a mass shooting. In 2023, there was close to 400 mass shootings, meaning there was more than two a day. If you do the math. And since January, there's already 200 mass shootings all the way up until March. Is the world getting better? Is it starting to look like this day? Because Jesus said right before I return, it's going to be like the days of Noah and Lot. We're seeing it every day. Every day someone's getting shot and killed. You notice that? They're getting blown away. And there's no consciousness behind it. But it's happening. And no one's talking about it. Oh, we don't talk about that in here. Well, we're going to talk about it. Can I get amen?
Amen.
I'm not ashamed. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation, first to the Jew and then to us Gentiles. Preach the word. Amen?
Yeah.
Look at this. And Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, Japheth. The earth was also corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. So God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth. Now look at this. And God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. So 120 years, maybe 30 years, Noah kept preaching. God's coming. Look, they mocked him. He built a huge, you saw the ark. He built that big old ark. And guess what? They were laughing the whole time. It never rained. Like, where's the water coming from? That's no different than today. Yeah, right, Jesus is coming back. They've been saying that for years. No, I'm still going to live my life the way I want to. That's no different than back then, isn't it? No different. And so, the rains finally came. And when they came, it came hard. So, we need to look at the character of Noah. Saints, there are numerous servants that God mentioned in the Bible, but only two of them are said to have walked with God. Okay, we know Noah walked with God, but who's the other one? Who can think of the other guy?
Enoch.
Enoch. Someone knows their word back. Enoch. The only two mentioned that walked with God during this dispensation, during this time. But by the grace of God, millions now are walking with him that are born again, filled with the Holy Ghost of promise. Can I get amen? God did a new thing with the new covenant. And so now we're walking with God. It's but the grace of God. And there are still many that are not walking with him. That's why we need to pray. Listen, if your church is not praying, then it's anemic. We need to pray and fast. When's the last time you prayed and fast for a loved one that you're praying for? We have to get on our face before God. It's all about praying and fasting, pulling down strongholds, casting demons out. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Come on, God has given us that authority. He has given us that anointing. He said, greater things you will do on my behalf before I return. And so, further descriptions of Noah say that he was a righteous man, blameless in his time. And we see this right here. Look, in Genesis 6:9. This is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. Noah, what? Walked with God. You see, my friends, all of the people on earth in that day, only Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Wow. Our day's different. Millions of us, hallelujah, the world's looking to now. When you gave your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, and now you are saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and walking in the newness of life, others are now examining your life. They may not come to church. They may not come to a Bible study. But the only Jesus now they're going to see is your life. Can I get amen? And if you're walking right before God, they will see that and they will thirst for that. Because many of them will be, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. And that's how I came. I was sick and tired of being sick and tired, being a dope fiend and a drug addict and a gangbanger. No, not you. You, Pastor? Yes, me. I grew up in one of the toughest neighborhoods. Some of you guys call it Nasty City. National City. What good thing could come out of Nazareth? Well, what good thing could come out of National City? Hallelujah.
A lot. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
City of Nazareth.
But look at that. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. There's something about when God looks into your heart. He looks in our heart. I don't know what's in your heart. I can't judge you according to your heart. But God knows our heart. Can I get amen? This is why when the prophet came to the house of Jesse, he went through all his sons. Some of them were mighty men of stature, man, yoked out, chiseled out. And the prophet kept passing them one by one. Do you got another one that's here? Yeah, we got a little ruddy kid over there looking at the sheep. Went over there. That's the one. Look to your neighbor and say, you're the one. God chose you. God chose you. I'm glad. Listen, if it was up for me to choose, I probably wouldn't have chose you. But God chose you. Can I get an amen? And you guys probably wouldn't have chose me. Can I get an amen? But God chose you. God chose Noah. Praise God. He was a remarkable man in that time frame. But he's also someone we should aspire to be like today. Walking right before God. Can I get an amen? Are we going to walk a perfect life? No. But if we lay aside every weight and sin that so easily besets us, then we can press toward the prize and the call in Christ Jesus. Did you know there's a reward at the very end of our walk? God's going to bless you beyond comprehension. Just hold on. Don't throw in the towel. The devil wants you to throw in the towel. The devil wants to get somebody sick, frustrated, broke. Oh, yeah? So that the enemy will say, where's your God? Saints, Jesus said right before he returns, it would be just like the days of Noah. Let's read that again right up here. Look at this in Matthew 24. We read Luke when we opened up, but it's also mentioned in Matthew. But as the days of Noah were, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man be. How many can't wait for him to return? Are you just too busy and you don't want him to return? Did you know he's coming back for those who are looking for him? Are you too busy with your ministry, too busy on the job, too busy with family, and not looking for him? He wants us to be looking for him. Can I get an amen? We're the generation, I believe, that's going to see him. Because everything's pointing. All the signs are converging now. 50 years ago, that couldn't be said, but now it is. Look at this. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark. So it was life as business as usual. They were all, the commerce was going on, trading. Oh yeah, marrying, probably divorcing. They did all kinds of stuff. It was like business as usual. I'm, you know, not even thinking that it was going to rain that day. Wow. Wow. My goodness. And look at this. Verse 39. And did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will be the coming of the Son of Man. That's how it's going to happen. It's going to be a suddenly. Can I get an amen? How many believe that we're going to be raptured out of here? Or you don't believe in a literal rapture? Huh? I got too much scripture to show that he's going to come get his church. He's going to come and get his bride. Can I get amen? Amen. Why? Because we're not appointed unto wrath, but unto salvation. Right. Praise God. And so we're going to look at the world in Noah's day. In Genesis 6:5, look at this. We just read this. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every intent of thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. The Lord was sorry that he made man on the earth, and he was what? Grieved in his heart. We read that earlier. And then also back in Genesis 6:13, then all the flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them all. Wow. Wow. My goodness. My goodness. You see, saints, after creating the earth and all the plants and animals along with Adam and Eve, did you know that God said that when he created the earth, he said it was good? Right up here. God saw that all he made, and behold, It was very good. So what happened? What happened? It's no different than, you know, maybe you have some young teenagers. And you keep the house clean. I got to go shopping. I'm talking the ones that can be on their own, that have the age to do that. You don't leave little kids alone. And you come home, and now it's a wreck. Yeah. What happened? I told you to clean your room. What happened? Oh, no, you don't have kids like that, right? Okay. They're all well-polished and groomed. Or those of you on the job, your boss says, hey, I need your area picked up. Comes back, it's more than a mess than it ever was. What happened? What happened? What happened to the earth? God said it was good. Listen, when God says something is good, and then it turns to wickedness, what happened? My. Yet by the time Noah lived, conditions had all become so bad that God was sorry that he made man. So I asked the question again. What happened?
What happened?
The answer is sin. Sin. Nobody wants to talk about sin no more, right? You know that there's in the church today, I'm talking in general, there's now homosexuals. There's no transgenders. There's divorce, remarriage and divorce. There's child molestation. There's wickedness even in the church. Why? Because the culture has penetrated. What happened? What happened? When people stop praying, when people start seeking God, and praying for the anointing of God, the power of God, guess what? We're going to allow the things of the world to have an influence on us. Wow. And it happened. It happened there, and it's happening now. I got proof. I'm going to show you in a bit. If I'm going to say something, I better prove it. And I just shoot from the hip. Can I get amen?
Amen.
It's easy to shoot from the hip, but can you prove it to me? You see, saints, when sin entered the world through Adam and Eve, everything changed and is still having its effect today. Ever since they bit the fruit. And let me just say this. Yeah, I know Adam blamed his wife, Eve, but where was he? He tried to put all the... It was the woman you gave me, God. Oh, it's men are so good at that, aren't we? No, we were both in that. They were both in it. Saints, we are living in a time when society is becoming increasingly like Noah's day. And just as he remained righteous and blameless, walking with God, we should aspire to do as well. Can I get amen? And so, what was Noah's assignment from God? When the wickedness was taking place, what was the assignment? Look at this. Then God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. And behold, I'm about to destroy them with the earth. Make for yourself an ark of what?
Gopher wood.
You see, saints, in a world where rain had never fallen and plants were watered by mist and arose from the ground, this must have seemed like a very strange instruction. Just imagine if we had never had rain here in our world today, and God woke you up in the middle of the night and said, I need you to build a boat. And I need you to bring pairs of animals, 2x2s, and load them up. How many of you would have questioned, is that from God? Just imagine Noah. He had to truly believe God's voice. Can I get amen? Furthermore, Noah may not have had any building experience, but when God gives someone a task to complete, He always supplies whatever is needed. This is why, let me just say this. You've heard me say it before. God, hallelujah, doesn't call those that are equipped already.
Praise God.
He equips the called. Can I get amen? If you've been called by God, He will equip you. Well, that's right. Some of us didn't go to Bible college. Some of us didn't go to seminary. Yet He still called you. He called you for such a time as this. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And so, 1 week before the flood, God told Noah and his family to enter into that ark. And He sent animals and birds of every species into the ark as well. Then after 7 days, God shut the door and it started to rain. It rained for 40 days and 40 nights. Fountains of the deep were opened. The water rose and covered all the mountains and prevailed over the earth for 150 days before it began to recede. The Bible doesn't record what Noah and his family experienced during the time, but we can imagine what it must have been like to hear the first raindrops and perhaps the people knocking on the door to get in. It was probably a scene like this. The flood. It was too late. The door was closed. The waters already rose. Does that look like God is a cruel God? No. God's a merciful God. God spread the word for 130, 40 years. Noah kept preaching to them. And they all mocked him. They laughed at him. It's no different than today. How many people have you witnessed to them? And you told them about Jesus. And they, yeah, I'm glad you found religion. I'm glad you found God, but that's not for me. Look at that. They were clawing. Look at this. They had nothing to hold on to anymore but maybe a mountain peak. And then the water covered the mountains. And the whole earth perished. Animals, plants, and everything else. Why am I showing you this? Because this is a type of the cross. Because Jesus died for you and I. And many have rejected the cross. So when He returns, there's not going to be no more excuses. Can I get amen? It's going to be too late. Everyone that Noah had known before he was going to die and the earth, they knew would be devastated and forever changed. This was not a pleasant boat ride, but a rescue from God's judgment on the world. The cross is a rescue. It's a lifeline. It's a lifeline. It's God saying, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden and burdened, and I will give you rest. Repent of your sins. Come to me, the Lord says, and I will save your soul. Right now, God is saving souls left and right. Did you know that there's an outpouring right now? Many people are getting saved, baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost. Why? Because He's about ready to return. That's how good God is. But there's going to be a day that He's going to come suddenly. And then it's going to be over. Praise God. Eventually the ark landed on a mountain. Several months later the mountain tops became visible. And after 40 days, Noah opened the window and sent out a raven, which never returned. Then he sent out a dove, but it returned to him because the water still covered the surface of the earth. But 7 days later, he sent out another dove, and it returned with an olive leaf in its bill. So Noah knew that there was dry land after being enclosed for 365 days. They were in that boat for a whole year. The Lord told Noah it was time to leave the ark. Wow. So those were the days of Noah. Now, we're going to look at the days of Lot. As I was going before the Lord to study this message, in West Virginia, you know how we have the San Diego Union Tribune? And so you can submit an article, a writing. Well, this one, I believe, was by Nancy Hamilton in West Virginia. And it's the Marietta Times, West Virginia, February 23rd, 2024. So this was just a few weeks ago. And this is what she wrote in an editorial to this newspaper in West Virginia. I happen to find it. And it reads, upon hearing the appalling news that Planned Parenthood was harvesting aborted baby organs for profit, I fought back tears and thanked God for the two gifts of life He has given me, my husband and me. I was, however, unsettled by the shocking number of babies aborted to date. What an unnecessary and tragic loss of silly giggles, clumsy hugs, sloppy kisses, and tiny, innocent voices happily shouting, I love you, Mommy and Daddy. This is what we get when we bring forth a child. They're adorable. They learn to love you, and you're already in love with them when they are conceived in their mother's womb. But look what she wrote. The satanic Holocaust resulting in the death of 6 million Jews, it stunned the world. Remember the Holocaust? People were horrified. Yet the deliberate deaths of nearly 70 million. Let me say that again. Not 6 million, 70 million innocent babies have caused nothing more than muted protests across our nation. Now, if you were to picket a Planned Parenthood, they will give you 10 years. They will arrest you. That's now an evil crime to this society. That's why you don't see picketers in front of them no more. Why? Because in our California, which is a blue state, they'll come and get you. They'll grab you by the nape of the neck, throw you in jail, and throw away the key. Yeah, your amendments are lost when it comes to this. Wow. Look what else she said. She said, how I question, could we have fallen so far from God? Then recalling what the Bible tells us about the days of Noah and Lot, I had my answer. We are living in the last days. We are living in the last days. And so let's look at Lot's account. I'm always going to have scripture so that we can understand what has taken place, right? And in Genesis 19, 15 through 29, when the morning dawned, the angels urged Lot to hurry, saying, arise, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you be consumed in the punishment of the city. And while he lingered, the man took hold of his hand and his wife's hand and the hands of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful to him. And they brought him out and set him outside the city. Look at verse 17. So it came to pass, when they had brought them outside, that he said, escape for your life. Do not look behind you, nor stay anywhere in the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest you be destroyed. Then Lot said to them, please, no, my lords. These were the angels that were sent by God to rescue them. Look at this. Indeed, now your servant has found favor in your sight, and you have increased your mercy, which you have shown me, by saving my life. This is how much God loves us today. Yes. He has saved our life. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
But I cannot escape to the mountains, lest some evil overtake me and die. And I die. Look at this. In verse 20. See now, this city is near enough to flee to. And it's a little one. Please let me escape there. Is it not a little one? And my soul shall live. And he said to him, see, I have favored you concerning this thing also, in that I will not overthrow this city for which you have spoken. Hurry, escape there, for I cannot do anything until you arrive. Therefore, the name of the city was called Zoar. Look at verse 23. The sun had risen upon the earth, and Lot entered Zoar. The Lord rained brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. So he overthrew those cities, all the plain, and all the inhabitants of the cities, and what grew on the ground. But look at verse 26. I need you to catch this. But his wife, Lot's wife, looked back behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Something similar to this right here. As that city was being destroyed, her heart was still back in the city. And she looked back, and God said, don't look back. This is a memorial. This is a reminder that when God brings judgment, don't look back. Can I get amen? Because God is a God that will judge, and he's going to judge. He's going to judge the wickedness of this world. And if you don't think this world is wicked, if your church has been showing the slides I'm going to show you, then pray for your pastor. Because we need to know the truth of what's going on in this world today. Can I get amen? Some of us have our heads in like an ostrich in the sand, watching the world go by. Oh, everything's good. No. God said, look for these signs because I'm about ready to return. And he's coming again. Jesus is coming again. Can I get amen? Amen. Hallelujah. You better believe he's coming again. And Abraham, look at this. And Abraham went out in the morning to place where he had stood before the Lord. Then he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land of the plain. And he saw, and behold, the smoke of the land which went up like the smoke of a furnace. He destroyed that place. Listen, I've been to Israel by the grace of God 17 times. And I've been down, going down to Eilat. And we go through the Dead Sea. And somewhere in that region, the bus stops and says, somewhere in that, in these hills, was Lot's wife. And they saw a lot of salt there. And they saw some pillars of salt. It's a real place. Sodom and Gomorrah is a real city, and it was fried by God because of their wickedness. And one of the main atrocious wickedness was homosexuality. When the angels came, they appeared like men, and they came to rescue Lot and his wife and the kids, and the men of the city wanted to rape them. What? That's being wicked. They were gonna rape the angels of God. That's how wicked they were. God had to smote them, and he's gonna do it again. Did you know that God promised? He made a covenant with man: I will never flood the earth again. So when the rains, you know, you see that beautiful rainbow in the sky, that's a covenant from God that I will never destroy the earth with water. But the next judgment is going to be by fire. By fire. Not water, by fire. Look at this. And it came to pass, when God destroyed the cities of the plain, that God remembered Abraham and sent out of the midst of the overthrow, and he overthrew the cities in which Lot had dwelt. Since as we look at both the days of Lot and Noah, it is imperative that we fully grasp the obvious parallels between the days, those days, and our days. Did you know? How many believe that the enemy has been unleashed now? How many believe that the enemy has been unleashed? Well, if you don't read Revelation, you never know. You're never going to know. Unless you're a preterist. What's a preterist? They believe that Revelation has already come and gone. Yeah. They believe the world's going to get better. Yeah, right. Really? It's going to get better? Ask my brother. He's an investigator for the DA's office. The number one crime in San Diego is sex trafficking. All the tunnels they're building for Mexico, underground tunnels, they're not smuggling dope no more. They're smuggling little boys and girls. And all these wealthy people in Hollywood are buying these kids. Lord, help us. We're living in some hideous, gross times right now. My brother wouldn't lie to me. He's a cop. He's been a cop since he was birthed out of his mother's womb. I have 11 brothers and sisters, right? And when we were growing up, we used to always play cops and robbers. He was never a robber. He was a cop. He's still a cop. He can't stop being a cop. He did 25 years for the San Diego Police Department. Then he went in to be one of the investigators for the DA's office. Then he retired, and now he's an investigator for the DMV. And he calls me up. He goes, "There's a couple cars down your block we've been eyeing, and they've been stolen." Oh, yeah, he calls me. He goes, "There's crime everywhere. And there's a ring in Tijuana that comes and steals them and takes them over there." And he's trying to bust his big ring right now. Listen, it's crazy right now. Things that you don't know about are happening. But I went before the Lord. I said, you know, I grew up in the Leave It to Beaver days. I grew up watching Father Knows Best, Marcus Welby, M.D. I used to ride my little Stingray bike till it was 9 o'clock at night and I have to worry. We were kids. For those of you, I'm 65 years old, so we were little kids. You can't do that now. You got to lock your doors at night and lock your windows. How many believe that you got to lock your doors and windows now? And you don't let your kids out of your sight. Can I get amen? Especially in a supermarket or a Walmart or wherever. You better keep your eyes on your kids. Because there's predators in there. Can I get amen?
Amen.
They could be gone just like that. So I ask, I go, "God, listen. We've got so much progressive, radical agendas. The woke generations here. People that love demonic things, abominations." I go, "God, what's happening? I need you to speak to me." And as I was preparing for this message, God says, "Okay, you want to go deeper with me?" And then I heard him say, "Go to Revelation 12, and I'll show you what's happening." And so I went there, right there. Look at this. In Revelation 12, 7 through 17, look at this. "And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." So they're now on this earth. This is the word of God. You could try to theological wiggle your worm way out of this. You can't. This is the word of God. Why do you see so much wickedness here? Look at this in verse 10. "Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of the Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, which is Satan, old slew foot, who accused them before God day and night, has been cast down." Wow. You see, you got to remember, during the time of Lot and Noah, the Nephilim were down here. These were the sons of God. What does it mean by that? These were fallen angels that came and went into the women, and these big giants came out. It's all in the Word of God. And so what do we see now? We see a bunch of wickedness around the world, parading, possessing, spewing out on our generation. It's not safe for our kids no more. That's why you got to raise them up homeschooling. My daughter raised up four of my grandkids and homeschooled them. And now there's one's going into college at Arkansas University playing music. Another one, hallelujah, is going into ministry. God's raising them up. Why? Because she kept the world away. Hallelujah. Can I get amen?
Amen.
But look at this. It says, the accuser of the brethren who accused him for has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to what? To the death. Look at this in verse 12. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath. He has great wrath. Why is he out in vicious forms right now? Because he knows Jesus is about to return. And he's mad. Because the Bible says, if he would have known back during the time of the cross, if he would have known that Jesus who died on the cross was going to bring salvation to the earth, he would have tried to thwart that plan. But no one knew that plan but God. And so he hates man. Why? Because we are made in the image and likeness of God. So Satan hates us. He's not your friend. Witchcraft is not your friend. Voodoo's not your friend. Santeria is not your friend. Astrology is not your friend. Hallelujah. And we're going to see some of these people that are possessed now, filled with the devil. Because what could change a person like that but a satanic influence? Hallelujah. Look at this. And now, let's read this whole verse. Right here. Therefore, rejoice, O heavens, you have dwelt in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come to you, having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time. You notice that? He has a short time now. And time is close now. Now, when the dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child. Who is he referring to? No. Who's he referring to? No, he gave birth to what? The woman. Who's the woman? This is Israel. Because Israel birthed the Messiah. And why do you think there's so much war there? Come on, you need to open up and put on your spiritual lens here and see what's happening. The woman is Israel. God prophesied that in the last days, he was going to bring them from all ends of the earth and bring them back to the land. And when we were there that many times, we kept watching planes come in of the Jews coming from Poland, from Germany, from Russia, from Ethiopia, from China. Jews were coming in and making aliyah. God put a hook in their mouth and brought them back to the land. Like he promised he would do. So now they're coming back. Why does God want them all back there? Why does he want all the Jews to come back? So when Jesus comes and puts his feet on the Mount of Olives, they're going to see his nail-pierced hands. And they're going to cry out, it was you, Yeshua, who died for us.
Hallelujah.
Right now, 95% of the Jews, they're secular. They don't have religion. They got as many homosexuals there as over here. But God's going to flip their heart. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
God's going to save them.
Thank you, Lord.
You got to believe it. God saved us.
Right.
Look what you were entangled with.
Amen.
God's a merciful God. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
An awesome God.
Yes.
A mighty God.
Yes.
Come on. Give God a shout because he's mighty. He's awesome. He reigns forever and ever. Jesus. He's our Messiah now. And he's about ready to do something that we've never seen before. Praise God. Look at this in verse 14. But the woman was given two wings of a great eagle that she might fly into the wilderness to her place. See, she's going to run. Right now, look what happened. October 22nd. They came in from Gaza and destroyed all the kibbutzes. It was like a 9/11 to them. And for those of you that don't know this, There were Jewish women that were carrying babies. They slit their bellies. They took the babies out. They cut off the head and presented it before she died and cut off her head. There's photos everywhere, but our media won't tell you that. They came in satanically filled with the devil and came in and tried to destroy all of them. Why do you think Netanyahu is right now trying to eradicate them? But see, he doesn't realize it's not flesh and blood. This is a spiritual battle. Ephesians, what does Ephesians say? Yes. This is about wickedness, spiritual principalities in high places. My goodness. So look at this. But the woman was given two wings of a great eagle that she might fly into the wilderness to her place where she is nourished for a time and a half. From the presence of the serpent. This is not Mary. This is Israel. So the serpent spewed out water out of the mouth like a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away. What? Like by a flood of violence, of wickedness. Look at this in verse 16. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up the water which the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. And then the dragon was enraged with the woman and went to make war with the rest of the offspring who kept the commandments of God and the testimony of Jesus. Who are the offspring of Israel? Turn to your neighbor. You. We were birthed from the Word of God. It was the Jews that brought salvation. Did you know that when Jesus comes, he's coming back a rabbi, a Jewish rabbi who saved us Gentiles? We're the offspring. Because we got saved by the Word of God. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And so, saints, by linking the conditions of both the days of Noah and Lot, Jesus himself reveals that violence, wickedness, sexual depravity, homosexuality, transgenderism will not simply be in the world, but will fill the earth all at one time in the days leading up to his return. Satan is filled with wrath, and his demons are perverting the world, and he is attacking Israel with great hatred. So what happened in October 7th of 2023? They attacked Israel like this. I'm not going to show you any gruesome photos because they'll kick me off of YouTube too. Did you know that I'm in jail with Facebook right now? They kicked me off. I can't come back for 30 days. So I'm in Facebook jail. That's all they want to do. They hate the woman. They hate Israel. This demonic spirit hates. Why Israel? Did you ever thought to yourself why? Because when Jesus comes back, he's going to rule and reign from Jerusalem. So the devil's trying to keep Messiah from coming. You wrong decision, old slew foot. So the attacks are enormous. At least people. So now, this is what's happening right now in real time. Israel's at war. It's going to get greater because Satan is doing an onslaught. But around the world, his demons is perverting the world. Oh, that's right. All over the world. It's right here. Look at this. Every month, there's a homosexual parade. Remember when you were a kid, this was not even heard of. You can't even watch things on TV no more. Why? Because every other commercial is a drug for these guys. How do we keep them alive? Look at this. They're everywhere around the world. This is not just U.S. And they're no longer in a tiny little closet. Why? Because the devil's at work right now. This is not a choice. I hope you know that. I went before the Lord. I said, Lord, is this really a choice? Were they born this way, God? I heard God clearly say to me, they are filled with the devil. They've given themselves, like in the book of Romans, read the book of Romans. They've given themselves over to a reprobate mind. They love the things of evil. And how many know that this is an abomination? And whatever's an abomination is going to remain abomination. Can I get an amen? This is real. This is all over the world right now. So look, Israel's at war and the world's being perverted. We just read Revelation. Satan and his demons have been cast to the earth, and now they're causing havoc around the world in real time. Like no other time. And our streets are filled with violence. Mass shootings everywhere. Kids are being abducted. Number one sin in San Diego is sex trafficking, according to my brother's polls that the cops have. And now it's this. Come on. God did not make this. God made a man and a woman. Can I get amen?
Amen.
You can argue with, you know, don't argue with the preacher. Argue with God if you don't believe this. Or has your ministry accepted this now?
Reach out, Pastor.
Come on. The conditions here are building rapidly. It's rapidly. And did you know, not to burst your bubble, that this country is about ready to go to war with China and Russia, with Iran, North Korea? They're teaming up. We got a president that can't even remember his name. And this is a time to attack. This is like a strong... Just remember, having a big, strong German Shepherd for most of its life, it's vicious, it's tough. No one's going to hop that fence. And now it's old and decrepit. It can't even walk anymore. So guess what? Everyone's jumping that fence now. Remember in 1 Peter, it says, when God renovates this earth, it's going to be by fire. Oh, some more. This is in New York. This is once a month now. Remember it was just once a year? It's once a month now. Look at all those mass. So I asked God, I go, God. And he told me. Because if you come across one, yes, you could pray for them, and we hope that they get saved. Because God can save anything. Can I get an amen? There's hope for them. I hope you know that. There's hope for them. Because some of us have family members that are in this. We get it. But are you praying and fasting for them? But I ask God, especially with the males, why is their face distorted? And they have a weird look to them now. He goes, that's the demon manifesting in the flesh. They're filled with a demon of lust. And all they do is lust for one another, not for the opposite no more. Their heart's been perverted. Help us, Jesus. Help us, God. I know this is not a popular message, but God said to preach this. You know why? Because Jesus is about ready to return. But when God brings judgment, it's going to be like that. By fire now. By fire. By fire. And listen, because this nation has basically walked away from God, there's a remnant now. As us believers, we're in pockets. It's not across the board now. We were what? We were birthed as a Judeo-Christian nation. And now, they have given that up. Now you can't even talk about Jesus in school. You can't take a Bible into public school. You can't bring them into high schools, junior high. Matter of fact, my son, who graduated from Eastlake High School in 2004, right next door to his Bible, he had a Bible club. Right next door in the same building was a satanic club. And now I heard through one of the teachers that I know, they have transgender and homosexual groups. Lord have mercy, in our public school. So when they took, when they took Bible teaching and prayer in 1962, that's all it took for generation after generation that was voided of God. The consciousness of God now has been removed. So now they're left to their sinfulness. And now they're open to every ungodly thing. So here's the key of the enemy. We got to remove God from them and then sow a lie into them. And that's what the enemy has done. So from 1962 to 2024, that's how many years it took to get to what the nation is like now. Wow. How many believe that God's going to come for his church?
Amen.
Didn't he promise that?
Yes,
huh? Ouch. The last thing we want is one of these dropped in one of our cities. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Scripture has provided signs of the last days by means of world conditions that will crescendo up to and the rapture of every born-again believer. That's why if you look at 1 Thessalonians 4:16, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with the shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be what? Caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Let me ask you this question. Has this event happened yet? Is this event going to happen? Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. He's coming for his church. He's coming for his bride. Hallelujah. And then the tribulation is going to be poured out. Wow! Look at this, what I found. That's going to be us. Jesus is coming for his bride. We're the bride of Christ. Throughout the Word of God, we're the what? The bride of Christ. Can I get an amen? So, saints, I want you to catch this one last little video clip by Pastor Mark Biltz of El Shaddai Ministries. He's the one that discovered the blood moons in 2014, 2015. He's the one that taught me the seven feasts of the Lord. I've learned so many Hebraic root things from him. But I need you to see this because this is profound. What I'm going to show you right now, because we're here now. We're just a month away from this, and then the days will be counted from that moment on. I want you to catch this.
How many total solar eclipses have been over the United States since we became a nation in 1776? Anybody know? I will tell you. 8. Here's when they occurred. We had 2 in the 1700s. 80 years later, we had 3 in the 1800s. 92 years later, we had 2 in the 1900s. We're now in the year the millennium or whatever, 2000 or the century. If you see, there's only seven there. When was the eighth one? It's in this century, 38 years later, on August 21st, which was the great American eclipse that went from Oregon all the way down through the Carolinas. Everyone remember that?
Yes.
Okay, here's what's significant. That was the eighth one, and eight always speaks of new beginnings. Okay, it's the first year of a new Shemitah cycle, and the ninth year would be the second year. But get a load of this. Solar eclipses always refer to the nations, judgment on a nation. A lunar eclipse always refers to judgment toward Israel. This is a solar eclipse, and it is the very first total solar eclipse exclusively to the United States since before the nation's founding in 1776. The one that happened in 2017 was the one and only in our history total solar eclipse that only hit the United States. It didn't hit Mexico. It didn't hit Canada. We were the only country. What that means, God put a target on our nation. We're going to be judged. Now, watch this. April 8th of 2024, this next spring, is the ninth solar eclipse to go over America. Now, let's go back and also realize April 8th is Nisan 1, which is very significant. So let's look at patterns. The two solar eclipses that happened in the 1700s, what was going on at that time? The Revolutionary War. The three solar eclipses that happened in the 1800s, what was going on? The American Civil War. During the 70s, what was going on? The Vietnam War. Okay, so August 21st, 2017, which is exactly 7 years before this one in April, will there be war? That's been the pattern. But the next one isn't until 2044, the next solar eclipse. So I really believe that we're headed for interesting times, because this is the ninth eclipse, and nine is the last of the single digits, and thus marks the end. It's significant of the conclusion of a matter. It's the number of finality or judgment. And it looks like war.
Now, when I showed you last week the map from Oregon to the Carolinas was what, 2017. The next one coming next month on April 8th is going to come from Texas all the way to Maine. And right in the dead center where they two crossed, guess what city that is? It's in Illinois. It's called Little Egypt. Right dead center. And we all know the plagues were unleashed on Little Egypt. Saints of God, I like I said, I spoke to my brother in depth, because, you know, he's a cop, and all he sees is nothing but crime, just in San Diego. But across the nation, we have murdered over 70 million babies, and the blood is crying out from the ground. Do you think God's going to continue to wink? Do you think God's going to continue to allow it? And then we see parades in every city. Every bank now has gone colors. Everything in our society, our churches are being, they've been basically woke. Some churches are woke now. They've accepted. They got pastors that are in that lifestyle now. God's going to bring judgment. It ends in, how many believe that in the book of Revelation, before Jesus comes, it's going to end in judgment? And Jesus even said in the book, John wrote it down. By the way, Yolanda and I, we had a very good trip on one of those trips to Israel. We did a side trip to Ephesus to see the seven churches of Revelation. So we were in Turkey. We took a boat ride. 4-hour boat ride to the island of Patmos, and we were there, and there was one big cave that points to where the Apostle John wrote the book of Revelation on the island of Patmos. It's a real place. It's a real place. He really wrote it down there. And it says that Jesus, when all the armies come against Israel, Russia, all of them, Jesus is going to come and he's going to destroy all. And the Bible says that the blood is going to reach the bridle bit of a horse and his robe is going to be dipped in blood. You see, Jesus is going to come back as a man of war. He's not going to be the little infant in the manger. He's not going to be the one, come unto me all ye that are heavy laden and burdened, I'll give you rest. He's coming back now to bring war on the enemies to the cross. And so that's how it ends. And if you're not being told that, I don't know what to say no more other than read your Bible. Read it for yourself. These things haven't, what has happened though, if we just read, Satan and his demons are here now. Look what's happening in the world. You think they're just happening by themselves? No, they're being influenced by evil, satanic beings. No differently than Lot and Noah's day when the Nephilim were there. You remember the Nephilim? Did you ever study them in Genesis? Genesis chapter what? Yes. When the wicked beings came to earth and went into the women, and out came these hideous giants. Evil. That's why God had to destroy the earth. And guess what? They're here again doing the same thing. Now this time in mass quantity. It's just not a little isolated place in Israel. It's around the world. You know, you're probably saying, well, man, Pastor, is there hope? Yes. Yes, there is. There's hope. There's hope. And that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm showing you this not to be fearful, but in the days we live in, is to be faithful. Be faithful to God. Be faithful to your family. Walk uprightly. And God's going to watch over us. Can I get amen? God will supernaturally watch his. Like a mother hen watches her chicks, God's going to watch over you and I. Why? Because we have been chosen by God. You have been chosen. And there's many little remnants around the world, throughout our nation, little pockets of churches that still love him, that still worship him, that are still filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That God's using mightily. Souls are still being won. What we see does not cause us to stop. Can I get amen? Matter of fact, our light should be brighter now. Can I get amen? We should walk in the brightness of God. We should walk in the anointing of God. You know why? Because the gates of hell cannot prevail. I don't care what Satan throws at us. Greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And God will put a shield and a buckler around us.
Yes.
Nothing will be able to penetrate. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you, God will condemn in judgment.
Amen.
Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it's the power of God unto salvation. First to the Jew and then to us Gentiles. Keep preaching, keep teaching, keep raising up your children in the fear and admonition of the Lord. If you haven't been baptized, you haven't been saved, now is the time. The Bible says, if you hear my voice, harden not your heart, for today is the day of salvation. How many in here have not yet been water baptized yet? Raise your hand. If you have not been, oh, here's a great candidate right here. Hallelujah. You're not here by coincidence. You're here by providence.
Amen.
It's the providence of God. Why? Because God loves you. He put in your heart to come to this morning. You know why? Because he has a blessing in store for you. Did you know that God gives us great gifts? He doesn't show us these perverted things we saw. That's from the enemy. God fills us with joy unspeakable and full of glory. We are now heaven bound and in hell to shun. Hallelujah. And it was through the cross. It was through the blood. You know what I love about being saved and being a child of God? When God the Father looks down now, guess what? He doesn't see our sin. What does he see? The blood. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. It's all about the blood. Can I get an amen? Amen. That's the only thing that can cleanse us from our sin is the blood of Jesus. And when you give your heart to Christ, when you surrender to God through confession of your faith, this is how it works. Repent and then be baptized. And then here's why God has an order. He had an order in the Old Testament. He has an order in the New Testament. A repentant heart is a heart of surrendering. I'm tired of this world. I want you, God. I give myself away. I give you my life. That's repenting. You're turning from sin. You're turning to him. Okay? Once you've done that, and he sees, because he knows our heart. Once you surrender, then he washes you in his blood. Why does he have to wash you in the blood first? Because the Holy Ghost cannot dwell in sin. So he washes you in his blood. Now the Holy Ghost could come in. You ever ask, how come some people don't have the Holy Ghost? Because that heart has to truly repent before him. And then he washes you in the blood. Then he comes in and fills your whole being with joy unspeakable and full of glory. And the Bible says you are now sealed until the day of redemption. You become his and his only. Can I get amen? Amen. Hallelujah. And nothing can pluck him out of his hand. Hallelujah. Aren't you so blessed? You are forever sealed until the day of redemption, until he comes. And then we just read, he'll change us. He'll change us from this body of flesh and a body like his. Remember when he rose again on the third day? He was the prototype. He was the first one with that type of body. He can appear, disappear. You know what I love about his new body? He can also eat. And guess what he ate?
Sushi.
He ate sushi on the beach with them. He had a fish sandwich. He had fish and bread. He ate with them. Oh, that's right. Listen, God's not going to totally take away the joy of our life. He's going to fill it with more. He's going to add to, but give us a body that will never, what? It will never die. It will live forever. And I go, God, why do you have to change us to a body like that? He goes, because right now, you cannot contain my glory. We will disintegrate in this body of flesh. That's why he told Moses, don't look at me. If you look at me, you will perish. But these new bodies, we will stand in the brightness of his glory. And we will not disintegrate. And just imagine the joy we're going to experience is beyond our human comprehension. But God wants to give you a taste of it today. Hallelujah. And so if you want to give your life today, we got changing clothes. Matter of fact, you know what God told me? Yesterday, he says, I want you to clean out that jacuzzi, get it ready, pour water in it, because I'm bringing someone to be saved. Thank you, Jesus. Look at God. And so, but those of you that are watching on YouTube, we'll be back on Facebook. I promise you that. We're in Facebook jailhouse right now. But if you've never given your heart to the Lord, I'm going to ask the Amazing Grace family to pray with me, to pray for you, that you too may give your heart to God and that God would save you. It's a confession of your faith. And so bow your heart and your head with me, and I'm going to ask the Amazing Grace to pray with me, to pray for you.
and repeat this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you, God, for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me. And the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me from all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Is he worthy? Hallelujah. My.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.